USA Radio News.
A judge has scheduled a hearing Thursday on potentially unsealing FBI records related to the raid of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home in Florida last week. Trump said the FBI demanded all security cameras be turned off during the raid. He clarified on social media, quote, "We said no," unquote. Meanwhile, the former president said the Department of Justice and FBI had returned his passports, stating, "This should not happen in America." Stocks ended mostly higher on Wall Street Tuesday after another bumpy day as investors cautiously reviewed mostly encouraging financial results from major retailers. The S&P 500 index wound up with a modest gain of 0.2%, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ fell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Portions of West Virginia are under a state of emergency.
Republican Governor Jim Justice of West Virginia declared a state of emergency for Kanawha and Fayette counties due to heavy rainfall Monday, which caused significant flooding that damaged over 100 homes, bridges, and roads throughout the counties. The storm also resulted in downed trees, power outages, and disruption to portable water systems. Over 20 people had to be rescued from their homes. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
At least two people are hurt after a military base in Russian-occupied Crimea. Russian officials said a fire set off blasts at an ammunition storage site in the north of the peninsula Moscow annexed in 2014. A Ukrainian presidential advisor described the explosions as, quote, demilitarization in action. The Biden administration has canceled $3.9 billion in student debt for borrowers defrauded by ITT Tech. This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
The most magical cruise on Earth will be making some changes.
Disney Cruise Line is loosening some of its COVID-19 restrictions. The cruise line says starting September 2nd, vaccinations won't be required for guests under 11 years old if they're sailing out of the United States or Canadian ports. However, testing will continue to be required for all guests. The change is to be implemented less than a month after the CDC dropped its program tracking cruise ships. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Biden administration has seen nearly 2 million Southwest land border encounters, setting a record for the full fiscal year of 2021. The data comes from the July report of the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. Former President Donald Trump put a number of border security measures in place. The Biden administration has worked to undo many of those protections. Defense attorneys in Michigan grilled an FBI informant in the trial of two men accused of conspiring to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. They questioned Dan Chappell's motivation to get inside a band of anti-government extremists and the key steps he took to gather evidence. Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. are on trial for the second time on conspiracy charges. A federal jury could not reach a unanimous verdict in April, but acquitted two other men. For U.S. USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.